would take all of three seasons.
I think it would be great. I know when I would take the boys when we were younger, when we would go, we'd stand right on the ice, and it was just packed.
Yeah.
And if you built a 5,000-8,000-seat stadium,
oh, that would be perfect.
And you had hockey, I think you would have big crowds, and I don't think it would just be students.
This thing would be big right away.
Yes.
Tune in weekdays, 4 to 6, as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox, right here on ESPN 93.5.
There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that right after landing back in Washington, adding everyone can now feel much safer. He also told Fox's Sean Hannity,
"We made a lot of progress, tremendous amount of progress. And one of the things that I'm very happy about, we're not going to play the war games anymore, which you know how expensive that is."
Though some Republicans and Democrats are critical of ending military exercises with South Korea, there's also criticism the agreement he signed with Kim Jong-un does not have a process to verify North Korea giving up nuclear weapons. But there's nothing but praise coming from that country. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, North Korean state TV celebrating the summit as a resounding success and highlighting concessions made by President Trump. A newsreader saying the president showed understanding when he agreed to a North Korean request to halt American military exercises with South Korea. The broadcast also restating North Korea's commitment to denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, although again there were no specifics about what that might involve. Dave?
Simon, the president also tweeted congratulations to Katie Arrington, the Republican who won a primary in South Carolina, defeating GOP Congressman Mark Sanford, a Trump critic.
It may have cost me an election in this case, but I stand by every one of those decisions to disagree with the president.
The president also tweeted a shout-out to Corey Stewart, who won a Senate primary in Virginia. Attorney General Sessions defending his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, after Republicans in Congress claim he threatened to investigate them at a tense meeting as they demand documents related to the Trump campaign probe.
Chris Wray, the director of the FBI and our senior ethics attorney, was there and others and did not see it in that same fashion.
Threatening members of the House Intelligence Committee for doing their job, for trying to get answers for the American people, and the attorney general says that's okay.
GOP Congressman Jim Jordan's pushing for a House vote to force documents to be turned over. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, as the Justice Department deals with angry Republicans, it's also being sued by a disgruntled ex-FBI deputy director.
Lawyers for former FBI deputy director Andrew McCabe announcing late Tuesday they are suing the Justice Department and the FBI, claiming the agencies won't give up files relating to McCabe's firing, alleging in the lawsuit that the DOJ is denying access because they are concerned the documents could later be used against them. McCabe was fired in March, just shy of his retirement, after an internal report found he leaked a self-serving story to the press and later lied about it. While President Trump called McCabe's firing a great day for democracy, McCabe's lawyers argue it violated federal law. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
An FBI agent whose dance moves got him into trouble at a nightclub? Now under arrest.
The off-duty FBI agent whose weapon accidentally discharged while dancing at a Denver club has turned himself in and is charged with second-degree assault. On June 2nd, 29-year-old Chase Bishop's gun fell from his waistband holster and onto the floor while he was doing a backflip. When he went to pick it up, the gun went off and hit another club goer in the leg. The victim is in serious condition but is expected to survive. Additional charges against Bishop could be filed based on the results of toxicology tests. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
We might soon pay more on our credit card balances and for car loans. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates again today.
New consumer pricing data released on Tuesday indicates that inflation is steadily rising, which would further encourage the Fed to proceed with its gradual pace of interest rate increases. The central bank might pick up the pace of rate hikes if officials worry that inflation might rise too much.
Fox's Hillary Barsky on Wall Street. Stock futures are modestly higher ahead of the opening bell. The World Cup for 2026 for soccer has been awarded to the U.S. and Mexico and Canada. This year's World Cup in Russia starts tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Vanicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana City Council has given the initial approval to the proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The News Gazette says the budget includes the closure of the Urbana Civic Center. It was a unanimous vote. The Civic Center could close at the end of this year. A 28-year-old man has gotten a year of probation for hitting and biting his girlfriend. Dwayne Henderson was also ordered to spend 99 days in the county jail, but was given credit for time served. He had pleaded guilty to misdemeanor domestic battery. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a Thomasboro man who admitted to robbing a fast food restaurant in Champaign earlier this year. Stephen Johnson admitted that on April 6th, he robbed an employee at a Subway restaurant on Mattis Avenue. He demanded money and said he would kill the cashier if he didn't get it. He took off after getting more than $500. The News Gazette says he indicated he had a gun. He was identified on video surveillance. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need.
To learn more about Gina's workshops and how you can invest in your team, visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's in Champaign, on Cunningham in Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Partly cloudy with a high 85 anticipated. We've got a low 58 into the evening tonight. The chance of showers just slide at 10%. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 84, low 64. On Friday, we're wrapping up the week with a high 88. We're into the 90s over the weekend, but at least sunshine is expected. Urbana Park District doing their neighborhood nights every Wednesday at 6:30. We're at Southridge Park with Love Sign on stage. Our current temperature's at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of people love coming out to those on Wednesday
free
night.
Popcorn, lemonade, you bring your lawn chair. Myra Ridge is the street that Southridge Park is off of, and that's kind of over in our neighborhood at the Pines.
Yeah. Well, we were over at Honda BMW Champaign. Grace got a chance to use a Honda Civic for the year from Ben Quattrone.
Great to see the picture in the paper of her in the car with help from Christian.
Yeah, Christian's kind of pointing out a few, because Christian has the same car, although this is 2 years newer. This is a 2018.
And his hair looks awesome.
Yeah, it just looks really good. And anyway, we want to thank Ben Quattrone and Honda BMW for providing the official. What are the words I get to use now? Hold on, I got that. Providing the official car for Miss Illinois. That's what I say now. Providing the official car for Miss Illinois, Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com. Photojournalist Robin Schultz. I've been a fan of Robin for a long time. If you look in the News Gazette, you'll see some fabulous photographs, and a whole lot of them say Robin Schultz. Go buy your copy and see Grace and Christian on the cover of the local section. It's really good. And photojournalists like Robin always look for the angle, kind of the cool look. They did a showroom cheesecake shots. And she didn't like that. Let's just do something, So they went out and started looking at the car and stuff. So if it's not our friend Wendy Patrick, legal superstar, San Diego California. How are you?
Good, and congratulations to your daughter, Stevie.
Thank you. You were briefed. That's nice of Diane to tell you.
Really impressive.
Well, she takes after her mother. We all know that.
Oh,
I am on the radio for a reason. Wendy Patrick, legal star, San Diego. Okay, at their summit in Singapore, President Trump, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a document stating that North Korea would work to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So now what? Can I sue him if he doesn't do it?
Right. Is it going to be a breach of contract if he doesn't do it?
Yeah.
You know, these documents are, they're obviously, they don't have the legal force of other types of documents, but they do in a court of public opinion, even if they don't in a court of law. And some of the language, just for example, that was used here, between these two leaders, they used the word repeatedly, commit. They talked about joining efforts. They carefully crafted and selected their language to reflect the level of cooperation and collaboration that they both intend to use to denuclearize North Korea. And remember, it's not just as one-sided. In return, Kim Jong-un was shown, remember, the president brought his iPad and showed him that glitzy video of what things could be like in North Korea. Stevie, let me add to that the fact that Kim Jong-un reportedly went out on the town the night before the summit, really getting an idea of what capitalism in the Western world could look like. So he actually has more of an incentive than maybe we originally thought to denuclearize in a fashion that isn't just complete, but is verifiable and irreversible. Those are the conditions.
I am cautiously optimistic for all of this, and I floated yesterday. I'm the only human that I know of that is floating the Tom Clancy theory here that maybe Kim Jong-un does not want to keep the family business. I mean, maybe he does want the glitzy good basketball seats with Dennis Rodman in an NBA game. I mean, he might want the finest hotels in the world. Who knows? It's going to take a long time because they have been a hermit country. But I'm hopeful, prayerful, that this could really be exciting to kind of take the fangs out of this snake. This would be fabulous news for the world, Wendy.
You know, I'm hopeful and prayerful as well because the citizens of North Korea are still, and this is something that I guess they touched on at the summit, still enduring horrific human rights abuses, and westernizing that country, as everybody knows, would be a great step in the right direction. So I'm with you. I hope that he does and is persuaded that there is a much better life, both for himself on the world stage and for his people than we have right now.
All right, one more. A lawyer in pasta assault may pay $103,000. What the heck happened?
Well, this stemmed from a pasta throw at a restaurant, and the lawyer was actually aiming at somebody else but hit a lady in the face. It wasn't the pasta that caused the problem. It was the slip and fall afterwards that it landed her a concussion and other medical difficulties. And I got to tell you, when it comes to head injuries, I'm frankly surprised the verdict wasn't larger than it was because those can be very significant. So that's what this is about. I know the title might be a bit misleading, but it just goes to show you food fighting in public can actually have very serious consequences depending on who it hits and what the consequences are, what it causes.
Unbelievable. You see some fascinating legal things
out
there.
Can't make it up. You can't make it up, Stevie.
Wendy, you sound wonderful from San Diego at 5:13 in the morning. We always appreciate chatting.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Wendy Patrick's her name.
Awesome.
ESPN 93.5, 7:13. Going to jump to our sports here coming up in just a moment. Sugar Buster Club meeting, bottom of the hour. A week from Friday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Value Check.
Yes.
They have
milk for a dime, eggs for a dime, limit 5, please.
That's what we're doing when I'm there. Please don't run out and ask them to give you milk for a dime today.
That's right.
1914 Glen Park Drive, Friday, June 22nd from 7 to 9. During the broadcast, you'll get to buy a gallon of milk for 10 cents and a dozen egg for 10 cents. Sugar Busters get it for 5 cents.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to give you 2 quarters.
Okay.
When you walk in, if you're a Sugar Buster, that's incentive, my friends.
Wow. Pretty good deal.
So you can get, all of you other folks can get 5 gallons of milk, 5 dozen eggs for just $1 during the 7 to 9 while supplies last. And Value Check has 8-foot aisles, carpeted store, And very comparable to a Ruler Aldi when you get done, but maybe better because they bag your groceries. So you don't have to bag your own, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
Value check, cost plus food, Southwest Champaign, a week from Friday, June 22nd.
I wonder where I would fall in that category since I'm firmly on the fence with Sugar Busters. My family calls it Sugar Busted during the summer because I just love this custard and frozen, you know, treats and
I had a
ice cream
my bite of grace was in town for a couple of hours.
And actually, Dr. Alan
File
had a new ice cream machine where you use real fruit.
That's okay then.
And he had some contributions about the Sugar Buster Club. I should tap into.
Well, you can do it. There's ways to do a less sugar.
Then you get the natural.
Yeah. It'd be a lot better than all the processed.
Right.
The evil is processed. It's not sugar in fruit. That's all good. And sugar in milk. That's all good. It's natural. Your body assimilates that. And I had a bite of a cake last night. Grace came home. We had two cakes she's saving, and they're going to still be put on hold.
Okay.
She's still now working toward Miss America. So we did have a bite, though, and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
You just can't have it a lot.
Yeah, I just have to try to discipline myself.
It's just a question of if there's a need or a why.
But back to my thought on the dime for milk and nickel for Sugar Busters.
Yeah. Would you qualify?
Maybe I'd do 2 cents.
No.
I mean three.
I would totally give you the full nickel because of your at least conscious of it.
Okay.
So we'll count the basket and go ahead and give you your two quarters.
Again, June 22nd, 7 to 9 at Value Check. All right. We had the San Diego Padres beating the St. Louis Cardinals. The final was 4-2. The series continues tonight. 7:15 start with Eric Lauer on the mound for the Padres and Luke Weaver for our Cardinals. On ESPN 93.5, we'll have all the action. And here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Well, we know Hosmer was looking for a fastball, but the Cardinals just didn't have enough base hits or runners to get the job done last night, Mike.
Mike, the offense was stymied by the bullpen. We knew this was a bullpen that was good. We didn't know they were going to be good from the first inning on, and I thought that was the key in tonight's ballgame.
Well, they had a perfect game through five innings until Bader got the little swinging bunt infield hit.
Yeah, they did, and they really didn't capitalize on much offense after that. It's been a growing concern. The offense just hasn't been able to put enough hits together. They don't hit home runs. It's tough for them to beat people.
And Hosmer, homered, and their bullpen did the job. They had a perfect game through five innings, and they beat the Cardinals last night 4-2. As Simber was the winner, he's 3-2, and Hand picked up his 20th save of the year. On the air today at 6:20.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Mike Montgomery to the mound with the Cubs facing Milwaukee again today. Yep, 110 start heard on US 105.9. Yesterday, Milwaukee won 4-0.
Yeah, it was, I think, just their second win over Chicago this year.
And so now the Brew Crew's on top.
Half a game. Cardinals slipped to 3 out again.
Okay.
Cubs-Cardinals this weekend in St. Louis.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox over Cleveland yesterday 5-1. They've got a game today at 7:10. Dylan Covey on the mound for the White Sox versus Trevor Bauer. Golden State Warriors victory parade with the open double-decker buses in action. And the same for the hockey team, the Washington Capitals, welcomed home yesterday. The Colts in their mandatory 3-day minicamp featured a few throws from quarterback Andrew Luck, and the media got a look at that. What's trending now, and I see breaking news banner on ESPN, is the World Cup 2026 with USA, Mexico, and Canada as co-hosts for the event.
Okay. Okay.
It starts in Mexico tomorrow, the World Cup for this year.
See, I didn't even know that.
Okay.
So when it happens, remind me.
Right.
I mean, it's great, but
there's lots of soccer fans in the area.
Well, we're just not very good. Right. Illinois. USA, I don't think, is real good at... Here's is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 85, low 58. The chance of showers at 10%. Otherwise, partly cloudy conditions. More sunshine as the afternoon progresses. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 64 Thursday night. Partly cloudy and high 88, low 72 for Friday, with a 20% chance of showers. Sunshine over the weekend up towards the mid-90s. 72 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo coming to the Virginia.
Friday night, June 15th.
That's coming up. So I have tickets. I have two tickets here. Stand by if you want to win an acoustic concert ticket thing. Stand by.
Wonderful.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com, ESPN 93.5 at 720.
Fox Business Network. Now that a judge has ruled in favor of AT&T buying Time Warner, there could be more mergers in the works. 21st Century Fox shares rose in trading after the market closed. Disney has a proposal to buy Fox's entertainment assets, and Comcast is also expected to make a bid. 21st Century Fox's parent company of Fox News. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise short-term interest rates today by a quarter of a percentage point. That means you could pay more for a car loan or home equity loan and a higher rate on your credit card. Toyota is getting into the ride-hailing business. It's investing $1 billion in Grab, a Singapore-based company that provides rides in Southeast Asia. Uber sold its local operations in the region to Grab in March. The Dow was down a point yesterday. NASDAQ up 43. The S&P gained almost 5. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Arthur Benson said, very often a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. What does that mean? Often we think the grass is greener on the other side, but when we get to the other side, we discover that we are still as unhappy and as dissatisfied as we were before. At times, our complaints are legitimate, but we all know many circumstances where the problem is the person's attitude, not the problem itself. So really, a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. Changing our attitude will change many of our problems. But changing behavior is hard. There's a way to inspire you and help give you skills for success. Two excellent leadership events are scheduled: the Global Leadership Summit in August and John Maxwell's Live to Lead in November. I'm offering you the chance to attend both for the price of one, an excellent opportunity for personal growth. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. To the Virginia Friday night. This is not exactly what it's going to sound like because it's too darn loud. But they'll have an acoustic. They'll have Neil Girardo doing all the music, and Pat sings, and she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really think it'll be a good show. If you'd like to go for free, text in Pat.
Easy enough.
Let's take the Do we have interest in this?
Oh, yeah.
25th text.
Sounds good.
Come on. Take those checks and get right on that. Hey, Timberworks does tree trimming, and boy, do we need tree trimming right now. There are all kinds of issues around the area from these storms from Sunday. Timberworks, you can get a free quote at 217-260-8522. Online, timberworks217.com. From tree trimming to stump removal and clearance, Timberworks will take your tree service to new heights. And, yeah, they might be inundated right now, but you can try. Timberworks 260-8522. You can leave a message if you want, if you don't get them.
I've got some issues in my yard.
Well,
we have a 175-foot tree. Our neighbor does.
Wow.
And it's
175 feet?
It's like 150 feet, 175 years old. It's a sycamore.
It's 15 stories high.
Totally dead.
Oh.
It's yeah. And
it's going to blow over in a storm.
Twice he's had trees in his yard hit by lightning. Twice in his yard.
Well, it's the tallest thing around. I mean, but if it's dead, it's dangerous.
I know.
Because it'll fall over.
This is a big tree. So
but it's not your tree.
No, and we're talking about getting a guy to do our neighborhood, actually, because this is an old tree part of town.
Does he want?
Yes.
He does. Okay.
We've had an arborist walk the neighborhood recently.
And if you that's not going to be cheap.
I know that.
150 feet.
It's huge.
That is really tall.
It's one of the biggest trees.
175?
It's like.
Lincoln wasn't even president 175.
Lincoln came to Tolono and probably
climbed the tree.
Up
at probably had a book under that tree.
Exactly.
And you want to cut it down.
Okay.
If it's dead, you need to remove it.
Because we don't want it falling on any of the buildings nearby.
Right. Okay, Radio Refunds, radiorefunds.com, current deals. It's a website where you can save money.
Yeah, and Father's Day is Sunday, so keep your head in mind.
That is right.
Right. City Girl Yogurt off of University in Cunningham and Urbana, $18 for a $30 gift certificate. That means you could pass by a few times during the summer with a friend and meet there at Five Points. Enjoy City Girl Yogurt.
We got your Steeple Coffee House.
Mm-hmm.
$5 for a $10 gift card. Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House on Market Street, Paxton. Those are $25 gift cards for $12.50. Smoked Food Truck, $20 gift cards for $10. Two $10 gift cards for $10. Pies the Limit, $10 for $6. $10 gift card for $6. Old Orchard, I don't have a lot left. Diane, you gave me a lot of those, but they fly out of here. $50 gift card for $25. Everything Old Orchard does, which is, of course, golf and bowling, pizzas and food. Body Bronze, got a few left there. Thank you, Kristen Little. $35 gift card for $17.50. And the Tay and Carp and Jeremy Warner T-shirts are only $11 on sale now, my friends, while supplies last. That's our RadioRefunds.com, RadioRefunds.com. All right. Ed Benatar, Neil Gerardo.
You're the right kind
that's
of
coming up Friday night. Becky, how are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I like Pet Benatar, I hope.
I do.
And, you know, this.
Congratulations to your daughter.
Thank you. I hope you'll watch
That's
on
awesome.
September 9th on ABC and root for her.
I will.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
All right, listen, I'll get you two tickets, Pet Benatar. This is not going to be what it is because this is too darn loud. This will be an acoustic set, and I won't have to walk. You know, from across the street, I could actually sit in the seats.
Right.
Okay. Enjoy these, Becky. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
I saw another report about St. Joe Ogden's terrific softball team.
Yeah.
Randy Walken was featured. And
Randy texted me congratulating Greg.
Oh, nice. Boy, I bet you've heard from a lot of people.
I've never had this.
Right.
Never done this.
Well.
I mean, when the triplets were born, we had a lot, but didn't have an iPhone.
Sure.
It's different. I'm sure we would have gotten a lot when the triplets were born.
Uh-huh.
Nathaniel first and the triplets, because I shared everything on the radio, so I'm sure. But we didn't have this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding up my phone.
Exactly.
So I don't know how many I've heard from, not as many as Grace. And it's wonderful. And thank you. And
it's so life-changing for her. She now has a schedule.
Yeah, but it's you know, we're talking about what she wants to do, and it's just also, it's good. She really does want to sit by people who sit alone.
I got a bunch of people texting me after her Channel 3 appearance on the news.
They did a nice job with that. In the News Gazette this morning, there's a really good picture of Grace and Christian as she picked up her Honda Civic over Honda BMW. And I was telling Dr. Susan Shea, her travel companion, that Honda BMW is a top 10% dealer in America when it comes to Honda. Well, Gracie walked around the showroom and met Craig and Christian and a lot of great people over there, and they do such a good job, and they are the official provider of the vehicle for Miss Illinois.
That's right.
The Honda BMW official car. Providing the official car to Miss Illinois.
Thank you for that.
They're very appreciative. Anyway, if you want to get a vehicle, they're having a good start to June. They want to get you in a vehicle. They want you to be part of their family.
Yeah.
DriveChampagne.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. DriveChampagne.com Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Drop by today. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5 Sugar Buster Club meeting next.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, sleep well, and everybody can now feel much safer after his meeting with Kim Jong-un and his pledge to give up North Korea's nuclear weapons. The president tells Fox's Sean Hannity,
we made a lot of progress, tremendous amount of progress. One of the things that I'm very happy about, we're not going to play the war games anymore, which, you know how expensive that is? We're flying these massive bombers in for practice from Guam.
The end of joint military drills with South Korea is seen as a concession by the North Koreans. The 2026 Men's Soccer World Cup will be played in North America, with matches held in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Thank you so, so very much for this incredible honor.
Carlos Cordero, the head of U.S. soccer, celebrating as the result was announced at a meeting in Moscow. FIFA delegates selecting the American bid, which promised record profits and established infrastructure, over one from Morocco.
Fox's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a Thomasboro man who admitted to robbing a fast food restaurant in Champaign earlier this year. Stephen Johnson admitted that on April 6th, he robbed an employee at a Subway restaurant on Mattis Avenue. He demanded money and said he would kill the cashier if he didn't get it. He took off after getting more than $500. Champaign Public Works crews have been working to clear debris. Much of the damage was in the area bordered by Windsor Road, Rising Road, Kirby Avenue, and Staley Road. City-owned and private tree debris is being picked up and will continue to be picked up from the public right-of-way as it is placed there. Residents in that area will have until Monday to place that type of debris in the right-of-way. The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce has been named one of 13 Communications Excellence Grant Award winners by the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. The Chamber now qualifies to compete for the Best in Show Award. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
And our local news is brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, professional with their 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
All right, weather brought to you by CMI. I work there for a day, 3 hours. Shop CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated online, CMIClean.com, or 359-6262. Check out their Kyvac touchless cleaning system. It's like putting your business gym, daycare, or office restroom through a car wash while removing all bacteria. Right on. No cross-contamination, no touching, and minimal chemical usage. This can also be used to clean carpets and upholstery. It's complete project machine available now at Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Be sure to check out their state-of-the-art floor finishes, Shield 2 or Camelot. Visit CMIClean.com for more information or call 359-6262. I trust they are still operating at full force after my appearance, quote, working, end quote, for them.
We've got partly cloudy conditions with a high 85, 58-hour low tonight. A chance of a scattered shower in your neighborhood at 10%. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s tomorrow. 88 Friday, 93 Saturday with sunshine, and 94 on Sunday. Hot. Right now the temperature's at 72, ESPN 93.5.
Here we go. Every Wednesday, we do a little sugar busting. Buster Club meeting, 94 card-carrying members. And remember, a week from Friday, when I'm at Value Check, I'm selling, for those 2 hours I'm broadcasting, I'm selling milk for a dime and a dozen eggs for a dime.
Sugar Buster, please.
Sugar Busters only get nickel for them.
Wow. What a deal.
Yeah, I only save 50 cents. Warren Honeycutt, our buddy, how are you?
I am wonderful, Stevie J. And how is Miss Illinois?
Well, I'm telling you, Miss Illinois flashed into town, got here about, spent 2 hours, had to go back. She's all over the state, and it's pretty exciting, Warren, I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thrilled.
You would have been proud of the way she transformed her body. Now, she won't have to do swimsuit at Miss America, but she'd be okay doing it. I mean, she would. She was the only one. You know what, they had women actually using makeup for abs?
I'm sure.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, and your chest.
Well,
you get the shading just right.
Yeah, but if you don't look right elsewhere,
I know,
it won't make sense.
I know.
So Grace was the only one that truly had the abs.
The six-pack.
Yeah, but she, Warren, you know what work is. You, Mr. Finalist, Mr. America, knows what work is. And she just did that, and she ate properly, and she worked out twice a day for 10 months. I mean, but her body completely changed, but people can do that.
Yes, and I knew Grace Wood from the first time that we worked together in the gym. She's very dedicated and committed and got a lot of fortitude and, you know, discipline and all those principles enter into all of it, and that's wonderful. I'm just thrilled.
Well,
I really am.
Well, I wanted to share that. She's going to get ready for Miss America. She'd love to do really well in Atlantic City in September. But thank you for all that you do, Warren, because you inspire a lot of people every day. You don't know that, but you do it because of your discipline, of your word of sugar. And I read something else where kids are eating way too much sugar between the ages of 9 months and 24 months.
I know.
They're pounding it down. And you know what? They're little kids, and we have child obesity issues. I just don't know, because it makes them happy, and they'll stop fussing. So we give in, and I get that, and I've done that.
You should hit the vegetables more than you give them.
You're not going to get them to eat broccoli.
But I mean, when it's in the mushy style and they don't know any better,
it's not sweet.
It's baby food.
It's not sweet. I don't know, Warren. We're indoctrinated, and we're headed toward 100 million diabetics and cancer and all these other ills. I would love to see what our world would look like without bad sugar eating. It's amazing. One thing can change everything.
Oh, my word. Yeah, Stevie J. And, of course, we get an opportunity to chat about this, and we're committed, and our Sugar Busters are committed, and there's other people that are being, you know, shown the light, so to speak. But we, as I said all the time, and I was with the Shriners Club last night giving a presentation, and I say it all the time, but we literally are standing on a cliff with an abyss so deep we can't even see the bottom of it, because if we don't do something about the biggest culprit we have in regard to our health. We're talking about $3 trillion last year on medical care. Well, that's nothing compared to what it's going to be.
Well, I mean, how much is that, do you think, is weight related, is bad eating related of the $3 trillion? Two?
Actually, no, according to, and I would like to say $3 trillion, but that being said, on my humble opinion, according to the people that do these kinds of, you know, statistics, $1 trillion contributed to obesity primarily. And that's the big key. It's not, you know, how we to be lethargic and no energy and so on and so forth. But $1 trillion and all of the effects that in the workplace and every place else that you can think of, people with diabetes and all the things that we talk about, and the biggest being obesity, and the biggest cause for obesity is sugar. And great point on, you know, the babies, Stevie J. What are the odds, and I've seen it in my own family, that someone that is addicted at 9 months is going to be different at 29 or 39 or 49?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a huge, huge issue, a huge problem, and the thing that we, I guess, have to continue to do is what we do, and that's just, you know, shed light on the facts. And obviously people are going to make their own mind up, but when they have at least the choices, and here's the key, and we, again, say this all the time, you don't have to give up the sweet taste, number one. You don't have to give up great-tasting food, number two. And Dr. Alan Fowle, who is one of our most avid sugar busters, and I've not bought one yet, but I'm going to, there's a machine, Yonanas, and I feel comfortable in saying this since I know Dr. Fowle so well. And according to Dr. Fowle and the ads, and he said he got one, you take frozen fruit, anything you want, no sugar, of course, apples, bananas, strawberries, pineapple, and it makes a dessert, no sugar, that tastes exactly like soft serve ice cream.
Come on.
And Dr. Swear files by it. Dr. Fowle swears.
You just said ice cream, and you're my Sugar Buster Club leader. So what is the name of the machine?
Yonana. Y-O-N-A-N-A. And I understand that it's pretty much in all the big box stores. I Googled it. It's at Walmart. Like I said, I'm going to get one.
It's like $100.
I'm sure.
$100. So what I put, like, you buy a bag of frozen fruit at the store, it's got sugar in it.
Well, you can get it without sugar, though.
Okay.
You can get it without sugar.
You
strawberries.
You got frozen stuff without, I guess you could buy fresh stuff and freeze it yourself.
Yeah.
Too.
Right.
All right. Then I put it in there, and then what, put milk and what else? Cream or?
No, you just put the fruit in there and let it do its magic, and it comes out just like, and they've got a little video, you know, YouTube thing, 47, 48 seconds that shows how you do it.
All right.
And it's called, it looks great.
Your mama.
It looks great.
It's called your mama?
Your nana.
Oh, your nana. Okay. Well, I want
banana.
As they said in Napoleon Dynamite that nobody's seen, I want that. $100, you said? What you looking up, Diane?
Yes.
I want your nana. I want that.
Right.
Because it'll feel like you're having dessert.
Well, yeah, and Dr. Fowle says it tastes just like ice cream. If I were going to be addicted to anything with sugar, it would be ice cream.
Oh, I know that.
You just talked about how that's my summer weakness.
Dr. Alan Fowle, I am going to purchase one of these, and I'm going to have this. And if it tastes like soft serve, I'm going to have it every night because I could do ice cream every night. I am a half gallon on my lap guy with the spoon. That's me. I love ice cream.
Me too. And right. Frankly, if I did it, Stevie J, that half gallon, I could just throw the container away and start with it fresh out of the
carton. I'm telling you. I know it. I can pound that down, so that's great news. I'm going to check it out. So wait to buy it till we give you the thumbs up. But if Alan says so, I'm in. I can't wait.
Well, that's the reason I felt safe saying it, even though I've not bought one yet. And I'm sure on eBay and different places you can get them, you know, for, I don't know, whatever you want.
Yeah, we're going to find out that his family name is Nana. Yeah, he's just making money on us. That's what he's doing. No, I can't wait to try. That's awesome. Dr. Fowle, he's the man.
And I do think the discount stores have already started knockoff, and I believe, Stevie J, they do call it Yo Mama.
I'm going with your nana. That's what I'm doing, like a banana. All right, listen, we appreciate you, Warren. Thank you for shining the light of no sugar, and appreciate everything you do. People can find you at gethoneycut.com. You're working on TV and radio deals and all kinds of wonderful things on your website, Facebook Lives, helping lots and lots of people lose a lot of weight and just get healthy, and that's what we're trying to do here, just illuminate the fact that processed sugar is killing you.
Thank you. Stevie J. Please tell Grace that Uncle Warren said congratulations.
You betcha. Thank you so much, Warren. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Hey, buddy, Warren Honeycutt down in Memphis.
GetHoneycutt.com.
ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
I often wondered what the San Diego Padres did last night would be a better way to do it. And what they did is they had their bullpen start the game. So they had a reliever start the game. And after three innings, after everybody got a look at him, they had their bullpen with another guy pitch three innings. And they went all the way through the fifth inning with a perfect game. Because the magic of starting pitching is you get to the pitcher the second and third time you see him because the guys are so good they adjust. What if you just did, you know, your 12 pitchers are all relievers and they all pitch two or three innings? It's always a new look, kind of like an all-star game every night.
Okay.
And rotation where you're pitching every two or three days. I wonder if that would ever work. Anyway, it worked for the Padres last night. You know, they did relievers, bullpen, and they were good, and it beat the Cardinals. Here's your sports headlines, 7:46.
San Diego on top yesterday, 4-2 over the Cardinals. 7:15, they'll have their game tonight on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
Well, we know Hosmer was looking for a fastball, but the Cardinals just didn't have enough base hits or runners to get the job done last night, Mike.
Mike, the offense was stymied by the bullpen. We knew this was a bullpen that was good. We didn't know they were going to be good for the first inning on, and I thought that was the key in tonight's ballgame.
Well, they had a perfect game through five innings until Bader got the little swinging bunt infield hit.
Yeah, they did, and they really didn't capitalize on much offense after that. It's been a growing concern. The offense just hasn't been able to put enough hits together. They don't hit home runs. It's tough for them to beat people.
And Hosmer homered, and their bullpen did the job. They had a perfect game through five innings, and they beat the Cardinals last night 4-2. As Simber was the winner, he's 3-2, and Hand picked up his 20th save of the year. On the air today at 6:20.
We had the Cubs beating Milwaukee 4-0 yesterday.
And Milwaukee beating the Cubs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They slipped out of first, but they're still just a half a game out.
Okay, yeah. And Mike Montgomery to the mound for the Chicago Cubs. 1-10 start on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Cleveland. That final was 5-1. They've got a game tonight at 7:10. Welcome home, Golden State Warriors in the open double-decker buses with their victory parade yesterday as fans celebrated the third title in 4 years.
I don't know.
I'm sure the fans are used to where they stand year after year.
Yeah.
Washington Capitals did the same. Pictures along the mall there as the fans were cheering on the welcome home Washington Capitals with the Stanley Cup.
Cubs had, what, a couple of million people at their parade route, I think.
Yeah.
And it was in, what, Grant Park a couple of years ago?
Yeah, cool stuff. The Colts had their mandatory three-day minicamp, and quarterback Andrew Luck got some throws in before the media. World Cup 2026 is trending. USA, Mexico, and Canada to co-host the event. The event starts in Mexico tomorrow. Actually, Julian Lopetegui sacked by Spain before the World Cup after taking the Real Madrid job. So there's been a coaching shift. Looks like Fernando Herrero will assume the role as coach for Spain now. Ouch!
Mm.
Right before this huge World Cup tournament. So there's been a coaching change for Spain. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right. ESPN 93.5.
We'll be talking about our Mile at the Pines event coming up. as we talk with Dr. Scott Paluska from Christie Clinic.
MileAtThePines.com.
You up?
I am up.
Steve Suderman joins us. Good Vibes, where they have all the fabulous gizmos that men like so much.
Father's Day on Sunday.
I sold a gizmo just yesterday.
Well, you sold one of those thingamafloogies?
Somebody couldn't get Netflix to their stereo, but they had the cable box to their stereo. So we had to do an intervention so they could make everything kind of seamless. I was in Decatur. You know, taking care of business. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
You know Bob Harrell, Erica's father, used to work for Good Vibes.
They're our best buddies, yeah. I told the Harrells on Saturday after the crowning that I was so glad I globbed onto their family 18 years ago. So they're wonderful people. And great. The cool thing, the irony here, is Erica was MC for the Miss Illinois and got to announce Gracie as the winner. And there's a picture in the News Gazette in 2002 of a little five-year-old standing next to Miss America, Erica Harrell, and it's Grace, and we have that. And here it is that many years later, and Grace and Erica have been very good friends. In fact, I would call Erica Grace's mentor.
Right.
What a wonderful circle for things to come
around. And Erica Harrell, after the pageant, is hugging Grace, crying, and looks at me and say, this is one of the greatest moments of my life. After all she has done to be there for Grace, that's the kind of woman that Erica is. An incredible, incredible moment. But thank you. And it's a whirlwind. It really is. So I hope everybody gets a brand new 4K, 5K, 10K, whatever you sell, to watch Miss America on ABC September the 9th.
Absolutely. Hey, we got Father's Day. I think Bose Wave radios, Polk soundbars, Sony digital receivers, clip subwoofers, Wi-Fi upgrades, 4K TVs, of course, LG OLEDs, turn dad loose and Good Vibes. That's a cool thing. Yeah. And if you've got a business, I know you have a business, we do a lot of B2B stuff, boardrooms and networking, commercial satellite TV. B2B is a big part of what we do. Our guys were down at Hawthorne late yesterday getting some commercial TVs going, so their suites were decked out. So
well, your installation and your talent that you have of all your guys, I mean, it's special, and it's very unique to have that many years of experience and so good at installation, hiding the wires and all the things you want. That's why you install so much. So that's a good tip this morning. If you have a business and in the conference room you need this thing changed around, or you want a better monitor or whatever, the perfect guys are Good Vibes. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Where do they find you?
Well, on the web at gvibes.com. You can find us at 1501 North Prospect in Champaign, or call me up at 351-0909.
All right. Again, Dad's Day. And by the way, one last thing. When you watch movies, aren't we really underutilizing the sound now that comes with the movies? We don't have the proper amplification.
There is so much data that comes off a movie now. You got 7 channels, 5 channels, sometimes 11 channels. Some of this Netflix stuff is in Dolby Atmos. All that stuff makes the experience just that much more fulfilling.
Yeah. Well, you have it all. All right, my friend, Steve Suderman, Good Vibes on North Prospect. Shop local. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right. Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, North Prospect in Champaign.
All right.
Is it Wednesday?
It is.
All right. Wednesday, the president got back from Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
There is enormous hope. It's just hard to believe that Kim Jong-un would denuclearize that easily. And I don't think I believe it. But I want to believe it.
We're cautiously optimistic.
But just imagine, you take that threat. They've been the what George Bush called them, evil access. Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union the evil empire, and Iran and North Korea have been antagonists, and North Korea has been hermit-like. Iran's been the number one sponsor of terrorism around the world, and they're still a great concern. But man, and I know. For the anti-Trump people, this isn't good, but I would offer that this ought to be good for everybody. You ought to at least be happy that we're talking and not bombing.
Yeah.
We were happy for President Obama when he got Osama bin Laden. That was a positive, and everybody should have been happy about that. if Donald Trump figures out how to truly, and again, I don't buy it yet. I just seems too easy, so I'm not in yet. I'm hoping and praying. Then you give Donald Trump all the credit in the world, and his approval rating will go up, and that's painful for those trying to win midterms and not have Donald Trump win in 2020. But, man, as imperfect as the guy is, aren't a lot of things going pretty well? Unemployment 3.8. Unemployment for African Americans and Hispanics has never been that low. People are working again. You can get a job if you want a job. That's different. I think that people are feeling better. Businesses feel a little more optimistic. It's good. That's a positive. All those, and then North Korea? And I think a lot of people are feeling a little more in their checks. The tax cut has helped a lot of people. So you've got to give it to him if this North Korea works out. You just have to. Otherwise, it's too partisan. You've got to be happy if a rogue nation comes into the world and tries to assimilate.
Well, and his tweet says the world has taken a big step back from potential nuclear catastrophe.
We don't ever, ever, ever want to bomb anybody. It'd be my position. Yeah, I'd want to build it up. I want to make my muscles really big so you're afraid of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to ever use them.
Going on to thank Chairman Kim for the day together and saying it was historic.
And then I've been saying this for 2 days. Maybe this guy who was educated in Switzerland, speaks English, hangs with Dennis Rodman, plays video games. He's 34. Maybe he didn't like the family business of being a dictator because it's horrible the way they treat their people. And the millions that have died and the hundreds of thousands that are in concentration camps or whatever they have. And the fact that there's no lights in North Korea at night. They don't have any power. It's just archaic. It's primitive. And maybe you can help people live a better life if you come into the world of nations. I don't know. Again, this would be amazing for a whole lot of North Koreans if it could possibly be true. But politically, it's going to be Donald Trump getting a lot of credit, and he should. He should. And there was criticism from the conservatives that Barack Obama running for president would ever suggest that he would meet with the dictator of North Korea. Conservatives are saying that, and all of a sudden it's a good thing?
Yeah, don't even take the meeting.
Yeah. So, maybe everybody was wrong. Maybe Barack Obama should have met with.
Right.
Again, I'm at a point now. And I've evolved probably through this of saying way better to talk than shoot. I'd much rather figure that out without that. And I think most people are like that. I'm going to break for the news. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Doocy, 757.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is inviting you to shop new arrivals of Libertyville apparel and Nike apparel. Visit GameDaySpirit.com and find new Nike t-shirts, polos, and tank tops, as well as Libertyville hats to beat the summer heat while looking great. Have time to stop in their stores? Game Day is located on campus at the corner of 6th and Green Street, with parking available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. Get excited for all things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini!
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I don't think you get any of this championship afterglow excuses. I don't think you get any of this, well, I had a few excuses. Isn't this exactly, or at least closely, what happened with the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s? Isn't this a bar sometime after the Dallas Cowboys won a Super Bowl? Maybe not immediately. Just like here with the Golden State Warriors. Isn't this Jerry Jones saying 100 coaches could have coached the Dallas Cowboys to a Super Bowl championship that year? He insulted Jerry Jones, and God knows there was some scotch and beer involved in that, and none of it saved the clash of egos. I hear that. I don't hear just guys having fun. I don't hear just busting chops. I don't hear a benign joke.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace. Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law.